Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 372, mitzvah Shin Ayin Beis, the fifth mitzvah related to the Isser of a Nazir drinking wine and wine products. The Torah tells us in the discussion of Nazir, again, Miyayin v'shecha yazir chomet yayin v'chomet shecha lo yishta. He cannot drink anything that comes out of grapes, any wine, any vinegar that came from grapes. V'chol mishras anavim lo yishta. No mixtures. Anavim lachem v'veshem lo yochel. Cannot eat any grapes, moist, meaning grapes, or dry, meaning raisins. Kol yimei nizro, all his days, asher yasa migefen ayayin, mechartzanim v'ad zog lo yochel. He cannot eat anything from chartzanim to zog. And we mentioned that means the seeds to the peels, zog. Today's mitzvah is zog, even the peels that he cannot eat. And then measure in the next pasuk gets into the isser of getting a haircut, which is the next mitzvah. But today we have the last isser of the five related to a nazir's wine product. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo yochal hanazir klipas ha'anavim. A nazir is not allowed to eat the peels of grapes, shene'emar, va'ad zog lo yochel, upir zog ki ha'klipa, kol in yarnavim mitzvah kod mos. This, the whole inyan, is similar to the earlier mitzvahs that we discussed. Vinis rabu, and now the Chinuch summarizes, relating to the last five mitzvahs that we did. Vinis rabu ho azharos baharchak asayayin, uvechol hayotzi menagefen. There are many azharos, there are five to be exact, relating to wine and wine products. Lefia domeh, why? Bebreshi ish bekol hayotzi mimena koach rav lahagdil hayetzer, because wine in general has a tremendous koach, a tremendous power in order to be Magdal Yetzer. Wine in general is associated with negative acts, negative stories in the Torah. Much of them have to do with wine. V'zeh yadu alachach miyateven. It's known that wine is something negative in terms of being Magdal Yetzer. That's why the Nazir, who is trying to be Makadish himself, to spiritually uplift himself, he has to stay away from wine or anything connected to wine. There's even an Abu Draham that discusses, the Abu Draham, one of the Rishonim, in his Sefer on Siddur, he asks in his section on Purim, says, it's fascinating and unusual that we have a holiday that celebrates wine and celebrates shtia, and even as a chiyuv, however you understand it, of livisume adelo yada, when there are so many negative stories in Tanakh related to wine. Asks the Abu Draham, the Im Tomar. Right, and what the Chinuch should say here, wine is always associated with negativity. That's why a Nazir has to stay away. V'yim tomar, hei chivu chachamim lehishtaker bapurim. How is there a chiyuv to imbibe wine? Again, however one understands that the mitzvah, literally adelo yada, or figuratively, till he can't tell the difference, and the gematria, and the going to sleep, whatever the pshat is. V'avol b'kama b'komus b'torah, mazkir shehu michshol gadol hashichrus. That it's a tremendous stumbling block, it's something terrible. Kimo noach v'lot. Right at the beginning of the Torah, two stories about wine that have, yeah, Lot ended okay, it led to David HaMelech, but really the act was inappropriate, very inappropriate. And Noach, of course, the Yesh Lomar, so the Abu Dram says, Purim is an exception. Why? Mipnei Shekal, it doesn't mean an exception, and therefore you ought to make a Chil Hashem. Chas V'Shalom, we're not getting into that now, but at least in terms of mandating something to do with wine, and shichrus, so that is an exception. Why? Mipnei shekol hanisim shenasu liyisov b'mei achashverosh hoyu al yidei mishteh. Because the entire story happened through mishteh. That was the story, and the way we're mefarsim that nes is through mishteh as well. That is the connection. Ki betchila nitrada vashti b'namachos yidei mishteh yayim. How did Esther get in? Because Vashti was removed. How was Vashti removed? The whole story, as we know, looking at it from behind the scenes, Vashti was removed through mishteh, shene'emar. On the seventh day when the melech was full of wine, Amar Lahavias Vashti, Uba Esther Tachtai de Mishteh, and Esther was chosen through Mishteh. Vayasa Melech Mishteh Gadol Lechol Sarav Avadavis Mishteh Esther. And then finally, so Vashti, Esther was chosen, and Vachain Inyin Haman Umapalaso Aide Mishteh Hayayin Haya. And Haman's downfall was obviously through a Mishteh. Vilachain, because the entire story of Purim, beginning, middle, and end, all have to do with this. So chayvu lishtaker b'purim, that's why Chazal mandated that one has to imbibe more than usual, however one understands, b'purim, mibnei shebah hanes b'avur mishteh hayayin shasta Esther, v'atayye nizkar hanes ha'gadol b'shtiyas hayayin. Okay, that's an important Abu Draham on page Reish Tes and Reish Yud in the Abu Draham. But generally, as the Chinuch says here, that it is something that we stay away from, and that's why it's emphasized five different mitzvos, five different losaseis that are related to a nazir drinking wine that is mandated out of the 613. Because of a Rambam, and then he quotes the Rambam, v'haraya al-hayos ila ha-chamesh. How do I know this isn't even just one with five applications? You can't drink wine products. That's the issur. That mean wine or mixtures or grapes or raisins. How do you know it's five separate ones? So the Rambam says, Klomar, Hayayin v'anavim v'simukim v'chatsin v'azag. How do I know it's all five? Kol echad v'echad, mitzvah b'bnei atzma. Separate isurin. Why? Shere mischayv adam malkas achas. So kol echad v'echad. Because the Mishnah says mefurish in Nazir. You get malkas for each one separately. If you're going to get malkas for each one, that means it's a separate losa, say. Chayv ala yayin b'fnei atzma, v'ala novin b'fnei atzman, wine and grapes, v'ala chartzan b'fnei atzman, on seeds, v'ala zachim b'fnei atzman. You chayv a separate malkus. Separate malkus means separate isurim. And the Gemara Nazir as well. On Taflam and Ches, he quotes it. Achal anovim lachim viveshim, chartzan mitzagim. If I eat grapes, and raisins, and peels, and seeds, and I had some grape juice as well, I get five malkus. What does that show me, says the Rambam? It's five separate isurim. It's not just one isur with a lot that is included in it. That's the Rambam's raya that you find in the Gemara, that and even in the Mishnah, that it is separate isurim. Okay, a couple of other points related to wine as well, and then we'll see if we have time for some peels, halacha. But first, let's talk about wine. So, as we know, the Nazir is allowed to have wine. So, what about Yayin Shal Mitzvah? Is he allowed to have Yayin Shal Mitzvah? So, the Minchas Chinuch talks about this right over here in Oschaf, and he says, no. He says, V'lo Huta, it's a mitzvah to be a Nazir. And there are five Isurim related to it. So, what, you're going to tell me the Anasei is Doch have five Isurim? Most of the times you have to have wine. What, is that Daraisa? The Gemara says it and the Rambam says it. I have one question, though, says the Minchas Chinuch. One question. Wine itself is one separate Isser. So, says the Minchas Chinuch, he alludes to the fact that there's a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. Kiddush Friday night. What is Daraisa about Kiddush Friday night? Rov Rishonim hold, just saying the words of Kiddush. That's Daraisa. Kiddush Bidvarim. That's what the Chinuch says in Misol Amar Aleph. We discussed this years ago. L'daber dvarim b'yom ha-Shabbos b'hikant b'hachnas ha-so v'chem b'yitziyaso. To say something about Shabbos. She'yia b'hem zecher gad gedulas hayom u'ma'alaso v'havdalaso l'shevach v'hibadluso l'shevach mishar yamim. Shalafana v'acharav. Shabbos is different. Shabbos is unique. Saying and praising Shabbos. That's the mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa of Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. Zachir ha-Shabbos is saying the words. Zachreu zecher Kedusha Vigdula. And the Rambam even says maybe Havdalah is included in Zachar es yom ha-Shabbos l'kacho. But either way, that is the din d'oraisa. And then he quotes Beferish Amru lanu chachameinu chachamim, the Rabbanan say mitzvah la'omer al hayayin. Say it on wine and drink the wine. So that is the Chinuch and Rov Rishonim, that mitzvah d'oraisa is just to say the words of Kiddush. What if you make up your own words of Kiddush? Another discussion. Do you have to say the words the Rabbanan said? Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch says, when you say Kachabas to somebody after davening, you yotze Kiddush d'oraisa. Maybe even davening is yotze Kiddush d'oraisa. But that's another discussion. In Minchas Chinuch, do you have to say the exact words? But either way, it's words. Other Rishonim, Tosfos and Maseches Psachim, and Ari Psachim, on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, Tosfos says one step further. Not only is saying the words Daraisa, but saying Kiddush Al Hayayin is Daraisa. Holding the cup! Tosfos says, V'yom Matzid Alameimar, the Kiddush Al Hayayin Dvar Torah, Aval Hoda Amar HaMavarach Tzorach Sheyitom Zed Darabanan. Drinking the wine is Darabanan. But holding the cup, saying Kiddush Al Hayayin, that's Daraisa. According to a day in Tosfos and Psachim Daf Kufav. And then you have the third opinion, the peer opinion of what's called Rashi in Maseches Nazir Daf Dalet. We assume that it's not Rashi. We assume call it the Mefarish. The Mefarish in Nazir Daf Dalet, who says even drinking the wine is da'oraisa. Right? That is three shitas in the Rishonim. So ask the Menachas Chinuch now. If you assume like the third opinion that even drinking the wine is daraisa, so why don't you say by a nazir ase dochelos ase, the ase of kiddush of drinking the wine should be dochelos ase of nazirus, right? If just wine, I'm only violating one iser. So why don't you say ase dochelos ase? That's his prop. That's his question on the first wide line. Ach b'kiddush hayom la'osin shesovrim shumin haTorah ayin nazir b'mefarish imchen yitche haaseh halos haaseh v'aseh denazir tekil. Why don't we push it off? either the Naseh, also of Nazir, so he says, it's kal, it's lenient, and therefore he should be dochit. And his answer is, well, there could be two answers. One answer is that you have a way out. You can make kiddush on challah. You can make kiddush on chamar medina, on schnapps, on orange juice. So if efshar l'kayim shneim, we don't say atzei docha lo saseh. He doesn't say that answer. He says a different answer. He says that there is a daya in Tosfos in Maseches Erevin Daf Kuf. He quotes it that you don't say atzei docha lo saseh if the reason that you need to say it is because of your own fault, your own negligence. When do we say atzei docha lo saseh? If I don't have a choice. If a baby is born, the Gemara says, with a tzara'as spot on his foreskin, and you have to do the mitzvah of mila, and there's an issur d'oraisa to cut off a spot of tzara'as, asi docha lo saseh. I'm not interested in having the tzara'as there, but you say asi docha lo saseh. Or shatnez b'tzitzis. To do shatnez, to do tzitzis d'oraisa, with wool and linen. So again, that's not your fault. But Tosfos says, if the only reason you have to rely on it is because it's your pshia, Tosfos' context there in Erevin is that you got your bloods mixed up for the karbanos. So you want to sprinkle the blood and say the asay of sprinkling the blood should be docha lo saseh of bal tosif, because you might be sprinkling too much. You might be sprinkling a blood from a karba that only requires one zrika, and you might be doing four zrikas. So say asay docha lo saseh. Tosfos says you can't say that if it's your own fault that it got mixed up. So Tosfos says here too, you yourself chose to be a nazir. It's not your fault, but it's similar to your pshia. And therefore, you can't say asi docha lo saseh in that regard. And that's why a nazir lamaisa cannot have wine. Cannot have wine. And you can make kiddush on other things, on bread, on other things as well. So that is related to that point of Naziris. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch earlier, in Os Yud Ches, he also talks about an important topic that we have not touched on. The Minchas Chinuch, many places in his commentary, likes the Rashi in Shvuas Tav Chaf. Rashi in Shavuos Tav Chaf discusses Hasra'ah. We know for every Isser Da'araisa in the Torah, I'm not going to get punished unless I was warned for it. And I accepted Hasra'ah. I get warning. If you eat that, then you're going to get Malchus. And I say, yeah, I'm an Askin on Yosef. I'm going to do it anyway. If you do that, you're going to be Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Skila. So that's Hasra'ah. Rashi in Shavuos Tav Chaf says, when you give Hasra'ah, you have to mention the Pasuk. You have to say the pasuk. If you violate this, you're going to violate the iser of lo socha kol nevela. You're going to violate anything. So says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Chinuch and what we hold, all of these isurim can be mitstarif to each other. All of the isurim of nazir, if I eat a little bit of raisins, a little bit of grapes, it could all be mitstarif. But what do you mean? So what hasra do you give? It's all based on different phrases in the pasuk. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ach tzarech iyun. This is an Os Yud Ches. Lefi ma shekasavti b'chiburi zeh kama pa'amim. B'shem Rashi Shavuos Tav Chaf. Tzarech lahasros bo mishum as hara zu aksuva b'torah. You have to mention what's meant, the iser that's mentioned in the Torah. So im kain, kan heich masrin bo mehalav enam yuchadim. What do you say here? You're saying it all combines, but it's five different psukim. If I eat a quarter of a kezias of a raisin, and a quarter kezias of a grape, and a quarter kezias of a seed, and a quarter kezias of a peel, so altogether 80 kezias, I violate the Issa d'Oraisa, but what hasra do I get? You have to quote the pasuk. But what pasuk do you quote here? If it's just a general lav, you're not going to get malchus. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be, you're only going to get malchus if you mention to all the psukim. He says, that's what he says. Tetzarach lomar, demasra bo mikol halavin, mikol haminim sha'ochel. Vatorah gazra demitztarev, avam mishum menechar. If you only say one, you're not going to get malchus. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Again, this comes up in Hilchos Shabbos. So you have to warn, b'shem v'spivik malacha. It's all based on the same pasuk there. Lo sasa kol malacha. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim. For Hilchos Shabbos, you have to say anything more specific than lo sasa kol malacha. You have to mention the av malacha. Or you just can't mention the wrong av malacha. Again, a big discussion in the Shabbos, but in every area in halacha, we have to talk about hasra'ah. What else can we talk about in terms of isurim of wine? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, can one, when one drinks wine, daven? Or say Kriya Shema? Can one daven? Related to wine issues. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tzadik Tes, if you drink a little bit, you should wait until the effects are finished. And if you wait, it's not 100% clear. Reading the Shulchan Aruch, you got to put it all together. If you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he has a nice summary of all the types of shesuyim according to the Shulchan Aruch. And he notes that there are really four categories of quote-unquote drunken people. Four categories. Number one, he says, Hine, each dala dargos b'shkiyas yayin, darga aleph. And each one has different halachas. Number one, if somebody has a little drink during their meal, Hashoseh pachos mirvi is yayin, a little drink during the meal, during the meal, and he says, "Ashos apachad mirvias yain, or af yosem mirvias, ach shoset tokadei sudaso, umakir batz, moshin adavar mashpia, filus daito." It doesn't affect him at all. Somebody's a little cup of wine. They go out to a restaurant, they have a little cup of wine. It doesn't affect them. Oz, everything is mutar l'chadchila. You can daven l'chadchila, you can make brachas l'chadchila. That's the lowest level. That's not called anything. That's somebody who had a little cup of wine. Next level up. Hashose yoser merevias yayin. Shalo b'shasuda. I drink a revias of wine, not during a meal, or yesh, or schnapps. Ach margish ba'atzmo shashti'a mashpi'a tzilz daito. I feel a little heavy. I feel that it affected me. I wouldn't drive, hopefully. I feel a little heavy, but I can still talk properly. I can still do everything properly. Below gimgum. And I walk straight. That's called, in the language of the Shulchan Aruch, shasui. Shasui means, I drank a little bit, it affects me a little bit, but I'm still basically fine. So, in that case, l'chadchila, one should not daven. One should wait till the effects are finished. Lo yispala, lo shmona esrei, v'lo kriyashma, u'birchoseha, ad shashpaz hayayin o'ayish tafug mimenu. And how long do you have to wait? Depends on the person. It depends on how much you drank. It all depends. That's the next level up. I drank it, it affected me a little bit. The third level. And in that category, if the Zman Tefillah is going to pass, then you're allowed to daven. Because you're still with it. Third category. Shasa yayin oshar mashkos charifim achi gil agdara shikar. You're no longer in the state of shasui, which is category 2, but you're in the category of shikar, which is drunk, which means you can't talk properly. Your speech is slurred. V'nikar adavar b'yilucho shenikahokan. You can't walk straight. Right? That's a shikar. So then it is asur to daven, even if Zman Tefillah is going to pass. Okay, what can you do? You got to make it up. And it might be ones, it might be a shogig, but you can't daven, you can't say kriyashma, you don't make brachos. That's a question, the last point. I'm sorry, you don't make brachos? Look, can you be counted for a minyan? That's a big shaila. Right, at the end of Purim, sometimes at the end of the Purim Suda, somebody is not totally with it. So that is a question in the, he quotes Machlokas in the Achronim, whether you can count them for a minyan. The Mishnah Berurah said no, others are Mako, but that is category 3, called Shikar. And fourth category, where somebody's totally what we would call totally stoned. And obviously, if they daven then, tfilaso to'eva, it's disgusting to daven in such a state. Maybe it's disgusting even to be in such a state. Shechruso shalot. So those are the four categories in terms of wine when it comes to Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Kriyashma. The Ramah says, Bizman Azeh, where we use Sidurim, you could be more makel in terms of Shasui, maybe davening L'chadchila. Again, that is an important discussion related to the different categories. Who else is also to drink wine? So we know a Nazir can't drink wine. Somebody makes a Nether not to drink wine. There is one other person, category, of a person who is also to drink wine, and that is an Onain. An Onain, Rahman al-Islam, somebody who just lost one of his 7 primary relatives, mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister, spouse. So an onen in Yaradeya and Sinrin Shin Mem Aleph. Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what is mutter and what is aser for an onen. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Eino Mesav Ochel, Veino Ochel Basar, Veino Shosa Yayin, Beferish, based on the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak in Brachas. He doesn't eat meat, doesn't drink wine, doesn't say Brachas, doesn't do any mitzvahs. But meat and wine are off limits for an onen. Once he becomes an Avel, then it's mutter. Simon Shin Ayin Ches in Yaradeya Sif Ches says the Shulchan Aruch Beferish Kimach Nikbar Hamais Mutter Leechol Basav Lishos Yain. An Avel can eat meat. An Avel can drink wine. Maat Betocha Seuda Kadei Lishros Achil Shemameyav. Of all the Ravos, person shouldn't drink wine to get drunk or to have pleasure. Only in order to help the food get digested. If somebody always has wine in there during their meal, but just to be besimcha, so the wine should not be drunk in that case. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Again, there are a number of issues for Onain versus Avel, but this is one of them where we are Mako. Again, it's in the discussion of Shin Ayin Ches and Avelis. Well, we know the Minog quoted in Arachayim. That was all in Yerodeya. I'm not drinking meat, not drinking wine or eating meat during the 9 days. Right? The Shulchan Aruch in the Talmudic times from the Mishnah, it's only from Rosh Chodesh Av. Mishenichna Zav, or even Shavuot Shachalba. Mishenichna Zav, Matim Besimcha, but specific halachas related to meat and wine, the Talmudic evidence is more of Shavuot Shachalba. But we have extended it to the 9 days, even some halachas Ashkenazim have going into the 3 weeks, not just during the 9 days, in terms of haircuts, in terms of weddings, v'chula. But that's another category of person that cannot drink wine. All of those, though, are not by choice. The Nazir is the one by choice, and again, ultimately it's because he feels that he has to go to an extreme in order to balance out his avodas Hashem. These are the five Isurim related to Nazir and wine products. What we have left to do now are the two other Isurim related to Nazir. In terms of the hair, we have two. We have a lo sase and ase relating to hair, growing his hair, and why dafka the hair. And then we have the Isur of Tumas Mace, and the mitzvah of getting a haircut, and the included in that is the mitzvah of just being a Nazir. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue next time with the Isur of a haircut.